Welcome, everybody, to MikeO'MaraShow.com and WTNT and KCJJ. And it is cold outside.
Oh, man.
Make no mistake. And
we're sick of it.
Big weather week here in the District of Columbia. And thank God we've brought on for 2013 a new meteorologist for our show, Noncommittal. Hi, Non.
Hey, diddly, hi, diddly, 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 diddly. Hi, how you doing? Buttermilk skies over a glassy river as we take a look at the gray, slate gray sky overlooking the city of Washington,
D.C. We don't have a TV monitor here, so.
Okay, then I'll describe it to you.
Great.
Cerulean horizons over haze-shaded mountains.
What
Washington, D.C. prepares for snow.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Now you missed.
And there is snow in the forecast.
So you're making a forecast.
Oh, I don't like to make. I'm a non-violent guy.
Right.
Really?
No fists for Tom.
Good for you.
I mean, none.
Yeah, because
sorry.
You kind of blew the snow we had yesterday.
Little fluffy clouds over newly paved boulevards as we get ready for Armageddon.
Is it going to be bad?
No, not at all.
Because
I don't think so. No, not at all.
Look
maybe.
Forward. What? Before we look forward, can we look back a second?
Sure. That's what I love to do. Right now, I'd like to look. I don't like to look backwards. I don't like to look forwards. I like to look at right now. And boy, are those temperatures chilly.
Yeah. It is cold. How cold is it right now?
Right now, probably 25 degrees outside.
But exactly how cold
exactly
is it?
Exactly 26 or 7.
Because on Wednesday.
30. 15.
It was
18,
yesterday.
21.
And you got to factor in the wind chill factor. You know, we're in a very complex area here in Washington, D.C. as far as forecasting the weather. So, you know, our temperatures can vary greatly from metro suburbs.
Who asked him? I want to know.
Well, I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah. Yesterday, there was snow.
Defensive. Sparkling blue skies on a magical green grass.
What?
Puppy dog tails.
But let's talk
magic
about
dragon live by the sea.
Because, let's talk about the weather.
Yeah, yesterday we had a decent amount of snow, nearly 2 inches where I lived.
And 2 inches in some of the areas, and other areas got maybe a little more and some a little less.
Right. I'm telling you, we got 2 inches in Leesburg.
That's something you got to be aware of.
But you never called it.
But it was fluffy snow because of the cold temperatures. That kept things fluffy.
That's a wonderful way to revisit it. But you
topaz
never
skies hanging over bubbling rivers of lava.
No, it's gray and
I don't know.
Dismal out there.
I just write them down and say them. Well, you write them down and I say them.
But the thing is you never called the snow on that we got yesterday. What about the snow today? What do we have to look forward to?
Oh, there's going to be a major low pressure system is coming through the Ohio Valley, and there's a chance that that could dump some snow on Washington, D.C. And we'll get to you later.
No. We have you here now.
Right now, temperatures are very cold, under freezing in almost all the areas of the Washington suburbs.
Yeah.
And later on, some snow will move.
Let's
talk about that.
Later on, some snow will be coming in.
The end. I wasn't so much interested in the Ohio Valley. But
let me give you my forecast.
That's what you want.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crippling fog that brings respiratory distress and melting trees.
What? But that's not a forecast.
A slate gray sky overlooking Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Temperatures very chilly in the area. Deep freeze all around the East Coast and the Eastern Seaboard. To answer about snow a little bit.
Let's talk about the snow.
Yeah. Will we get snow today?
Oh.
is there a snow line?
Yeah, rain snow line.
Yeah.
Good question.
Well, you know, it is the season, January and February in Washington, D.C. That's usually historically when we get most of our snow. And, of course, the skies are gray, and there may be a little precipitation coming in this afternoon.
So precipitation is possible today.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, the precipitation
is possible.
Of course, there's the possibility we might not get anything.
The possibility of the world today.
I'd rather not commit to anything right now.
I understand.
We are here in Manassas. How much snow do you see for Manassas?
Here's the noncommittal forecast for Manassas, a suburb of Washington, D.C.
Right.
The deep freeze continues. Temperatures will not get above freezing today. It's going to be cold. You better bundle up if you're going outside.
Good advice.
It gets really cold, and exposed flesh can be very sensitive to the cold. So I recommend, especially for the elderly and the little ones, you bundle them up tight and get them outside. And, of course, later on, there is a low-pressure system that's just off the eastern shore.
Let's nail this down. Yeah. I heard 1 to 2 inches.
Fading.
How do you feel about the forecast we're hearing that say 1 to 2 inches this afternoon?
Yes.
How's
that for committal?
I think that's possible.
Yes to what?
1 to 2 inches.
Of what?
Now, I also...
Weather.
Of snow.
Or it could be a wintry mix.
Specifically snow, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Snow is part of a wintry mix.
I also heard it could be as little as a quarter inch.
Sure.
So really, any of these numbers in your mind, any of these numbers are possible.
Well, when you factor in the mountains of West Virginia... I mean, Katie, bar the door.
Well, we're not there. We're here.
We're here in Manassas.
Well, where are you really, though?
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly.
Are you really? I mean, we've got suburbs, you know, down in southern Maryland. We've got suburbs out in the western part of Loudoun County. We've got Frederick County. We've got the mountains of Maryland, western Maryland. We've got the mountains of West Virginia. We've got the swamps of Washington, D.C. And we've got sparkling blue skies overlooking an alabaster.
See
what?
If you can talk to
him. Yeah. We got about 30 seconds before we have to throw it back to the network.
Okie dokie.
Can we just have...
When's Ganilla going to give us the traffic? What a beautiful day to be in the nation's capital. You know, I like to go outside and see my breath.
I do too.
Yeah, but
what we need is
you
forecast.
Want a forecast.
That's what we want. That's what we're looking for.
Okay, well, let's get the forecast
right
now.
You know, actually in Montgomery County, they're closing schools 2 hours early today.
Oh, that's a good idea. Better safe than sorry is what I always say.
Do you always say that?
Always say that. Yeah, no matter what the forecast is. Let me give it to you. Right now, as we look around the Washington, D.C. area, temperatures in the deep freeze are below freezing. And, of course, we do have those temperatures holding through most of the day today. It shouldn't get higher than 32 degrees no matter where you are. Uh-huh. And, of course, later on today, a low-pressure system might bring us some snow.
Ah.
Wow. Okay, so we got that. Some snow.
I'm non-committal. That's your TMOS forecast.
How many inches?
What?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good morning. Can I take your order?
Can I get a tall chai?
A large black coffee.
A what?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
He means a venti. Yeah, the biggest one you got.
Venti is large.
No, venti is 20.
Danny.
Yeah. Large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
Look, Dick, venti is a large coffee.
Really? Says who, Fellini?
How much is that? Here's a 10.
Do you accept lira, or is it all euros?
You know what? Just keep the change. Jesus, Dan, you know what they call the sizes here. You know what? You've been picking fights with everybody. The girl at the party.
She said ASAP.
ASAP. Oh, I'm sorry. Huge crime.
It's like 24-7 or been there, done that. You hate that, too.
I don't hate it enough to let it ruin my day. It's getting worse. I can't stand it anymore. You're just a miserable dick now. You're mean to everybody. And FYI, it's called a venti because it's 20 ounces. 20. Venti.
Is that true?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiber Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded worldwide 17 million times and powered by Encore.
Encore!
Insurance services, we're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa.
Great stuff.
I like Iowa.
Oh, yeah, it's cold out there, too.
Steve Bridges having a birthday tomorrow.
Is it really?
That's right. Happy birthday
to
Steve.
82.
Iowa. Hey, maybe we should go out and bring him a birthday present.
It might be
nice. Let's
go out in early summer.
Yeah, when it's warm.
Late spring.
Yeah,
late
slice
spring.
Of cake. Yeah.
Anyway, our show today is brought to you by the 4th Annual TMOS Big Game Party at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Yeah.
We are going to be at Jimmy's 1 week from Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday.
Hello, you big thinkers, you.
We will be serving up DC's best wings. You know, he's king of the wings
he
in
is.
Northern Virginia.
Sure is. He has a hat.
And I'll tell you, they're going to be buckets of those wings being served on Super Bowl Sunday. Also, a big hockey day at Jimmy's. I will be at Jimmy's starting at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
You'll be the guy with the two alligator clips clipped to your liver where he's holding on by a thread.
Yes, join us for the suck-ass Washington Capitals against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Maybe they'll win one.
Oh, yeah, right. That'll happen. That's on the big screen at 12:30, and the Sabres, who are a good team, against the Panthers at 3. I'm going there at 12:30, although after last night, the Caps are 0-3. I'm losing my mojo for hockey already. Way to go, Caps. We waited through that whole lockout, and now I'm all pissed off at you.
0-3.
But stay positive, Mike, and 3 cheers to Maureen Cerrito for loaning us her TV that
appreciate
day.
That.
That's very nice of her.
Come out and watch the game at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. It's our official location. It's our 4th annual. We've been there for 4 years, and the whole gang will be there for an evening of high-def football, big game commercials, and wacky hijinks.
Oh, we love the
and
wacky
don't forget
hijinks.
OQT.
Yes, Old Queen Trivia.
The kids
those
love
you,
OQT.
We will ask trivia questions that have nothing to do with football.
No.
And
mostly fashion and Broadway.
For all the big football fans, come out for an evening of show tunes and what is she wearing?
And who is she wearing?
Bullwinkle says,
Hello, you big thinkers, you.
Bullwinkle says.
What does Bill Bullwinkle say?
What does he say, Mike?
Big brains should reserve their table now. We mean that. I shouldn't be laughing through this.
And if you're coming in from out of town.
Okay, let's see. Well, obviously, the best way to get to Washington is run for office and be elected.
Thanks, Jimmy. Call 703-435-JIMS. That's 703-435-5467. Or write Jimmy at JimmyStavern.com. If you want to sit.
Yes.
Really, and lots of people like to sit during the Super Bowl.
Sure, it's a long game.
You got to reserve your table. That's that's the only
way
to do it.
That's a smart thing to do.
There will be standing room. A lot of people hang out and stand up. But if you want to get your table, please call that number, 703-435-JIMS. And we want to make this the biggest crowd ever that we've had at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. So the Mike O'Mara Show, big game party at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia. On the program today, I have three quarters of a major announcement. We will check in again with Oscar's World, and I put in parentheses, I forgot. Was it about those bug-out bags?
That's what it was.
That is.
Is that what it was about? So I guess I didn't forget.
No, you didn't.
Did I? I actually went online to look at bug-out bags today. We'll talk about that.
And a car to put them in.
Rob Spiewak's Parents' Corner.
Yes.
We still need rental car assistance. We may be begging for that a little bit later
on. Help us.
Maybe if we get a chance today, we can have another conversation with our intern, Josh.
Yes.
And Josh, who is a musician.
Really?
And, I told him we got a lot on the table today.
Yeah, so very busy Friday.
He's just standing by, whatever you need.
Did he bring his harpsichord?
he's a guitar player.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think he plays a guitar.
I think he plays several instruments.
Is anybody watching American Idol? Manti Te'o's girl. I have to mention this because of her last name. And Small Space in New York. I have a new feature I'd like to debut.
Oh,
and,
good.
I will call this, the feature is Beware You Peasants.
Okay.
Maybe it's the inauguration that did this to me. Right. As everybody knows, I got all heavy on the show this week about different things, but I am feeling more than I've ever felt that we are now we're the cattle.
Pawns.
Have you ever?
And we're pawns.
You've thought this for a while, but the inaugural experience, that brought it to the forefront?
Yes.
And it made it more, did it make you believe it more, or did it just make you think about it more?
Let me just say, for purpose of explanation, let me tell you, I watched a morning news show today. I'm no longer promoting the Today Show, so I'm not going to say where I watched.
Okay. Right.
So could be Good Morning America, CBS This Morning, or...
Well, not likely.
Not likely.
You were looking at TV?
They have a feature towards the end of the broadcast this morning where they are showing us a micro apartment.
Seen it.
And they're showing us how fascinating they bring the gay designer in,
and he was
to show us how wonderful it is that people can live in the space of half a garage.
Did you like it best when he said, they said, is this mostly for young people? He says, seniors are interested too.
Yes, the people that we don't care about, you know, people that are struggling and are senior citizens. And I looked at this and I said, here again, you have a media outlet who is, and I really got heavy in conspiracy and whack job crazy on this.
Oh, dude.
I said, here is the major media outlet again. Like, they defended Beyonce, our musical royalty. She can do no wrong.
Right.
Now they are saying, hey, would you like to come to a big city and live in a closet?
Sure.
It's really great. Screw you, Today Show.
Yeah.
What's happening in America? Are we being, and I'm sitting there, and I picture Mr. Burns sitting up in his ivory tower going, yes, show the rabble, show the peasants the 300 square foot apartment and make them think it's a designer showplace. What the hell? What are we becoming?
And I think the thing that made me
and
the
you've
most
got
angry,
Al Roker, who probably lives in a castle, and he's going, this is really great.
Yeah, and then Savannah says, that's very nice for a New York kitchen.
Yes.
Yes. I said, well, there's no refrigerator.
What are
in
they
it,
doing?
But other than that, it's fine.
What are they doing? What they're doing? And I said, this is, and Carla completely burned out on me and like had to leave and go to work because she was hearing me do this. And I sound like I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Mike's slowly turning into Peter Finch.
This is after the inauguration, where I was part of the rabble, and now I'm realizing they want the rabble to really get excited about their lack of living space.
Right.
Yeah. But
while the people on Park Avenue have 14 bedrooms.
That show is speaking to a guy like me, though.
Okay.
When I see that show, I'm like, oh, I could probably do that in my small apartment and make more room out of the little room I have.
Maybe you're right, but I see. I looked at it as a much grander conspiracy. Oh. Mm-hmm. I looked at it as, let's get the rabble
to use less space. Then there will be more space for our Park Avenue apartments.
There's actually a controversy in France where it's been discovered that a man is paying full rent for his apartment that is 16 square feet. And he's not happy about it, and he is, in fact, in violation of France's housing law.
And not only that, it has almost no closet space.
That's right.
Have I ever told you how much square footage I have?
How many square foot?
Can I guess?
Yes.
Because I've seen you on the Skype.
Yes.
I would guess 620.
Continue.
Boy. Really?
Yeah.
620 square feet?
Yeah.
I was going to say you have 1,800 square feet.
What is he, the odd couple?
Okay, I have 1,800 square feet in Florida.
I'll say 800. 800. Mm.
I would say Rob's the closest. It's 627.
Uh-huh. You have 627 square feet?
That's extremely close. Yeah.
Wow, that was very close. Yeah. No wonder you couldn't
keep
the cat.
You were off by 7 feet.
That's right, but I get to still go to the showcase.
627.
How easy is that to like keep clean?
It's easy.
I mean, that's just
he
like
just has to turn on the vacuum. He doesn't even have to move it. The vacuum actually covers the floor.
But that's all I could. And to be frank, I couldn't afford that if I paid full price for it, because I got a special deal because I lived in the building before they converted it.
Oh, and because you're president.
Yeah. Well, no, not that didn't had nothing to do with
hey,
it.
Hey, Rob,
it had,
how my apartment in New York? How much? That was tiny.
That was probably.
But I had a bedroom.
That was probably.
I had
about
a separate bedroom.
I think that was like 700 square feet. Well,
okay, I just want to get a little perspective on it.
I think I have tape of you.
So
watching
your place in Glover Park is that? I thought you had like a really big condo
and two people. No,
I thought you had room.
No.
Yes, huge vaulted ceiling.
Yeah. No, that place.
I thought he had an old like. Odd couple apartment.
That place.
I swear to God, that was in my head.
I couldn't have afforded full price. So this is what my place sold for just 2 days ago. The one of the last units.
No way.
This is how much it costs in the city.
That's how much it sold for?
Yes.
How much did you pay for yours?
Wow.
That you got a good deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mark, did it move?
Come out here a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I told
here,
you, I
sell that and come
I
out here.
I wipe my ass with Manassas. Why would I move out here?
That's true. I'm getting out of here too. Anyway, but no, that's not
just
true. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Yes,
no,
it is.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That if
headlines read: Mike O'Mara leaves the Zit.
If it costs this much, full,
he had
if it
to
costs
say
this
it.
Much full price.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he wanted to so badly yesterday.
Mike, it's the funniest thing you've said in 4 months.
I got several emails
Manassas,
from people.
The Zit.
They love the Zit. They
people love
that
this?
You call it the Zit.
The Zit?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
People that live here are now starting to call it the Zit.
Yes, maybe I'll say live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios in the heart of the Zit.
So if it costs this much here, what does it cost in New York for that square footage?
When I bought my apartment, when I rented my apartment, it was after 9/11. It was historically low rent. Yeah. So it was still insanely expensive.
You got the terrorist rate.
You know, it was that higher number that you showed. That's probably what that would be your mortgage payment.
Do you remember? Do you remember? What they said the cost per foot was in New York, wasn't it like $2,000? And then they said something in Ohio was like
$600.
$30.
Yeah, it's crazy. Right. It's weird. But I mean, I feel now after going to the inauguration constantly, I'm paranoid.
About everything.
I feel like we're being manipulated. We're manipulated into everything.
I actually have tape of you watching the news this morning.
Okay.
You get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it.
That's right.
My life has value.
That's right.
I want you to get up now.
Mike O'Mara watching the Today Show.
I want all Carla of you to get up out of your chairs.
Carla's just shaking her head ruefully.
I want you to get up right now.
Walking down the
go
stairs.
Go to the window.
The dog.
Open it.
Looking at me.
Stick your head out and yell.
Quizzically.
I'm as mad as hell. And I'm not going to take this anymore.
In the middle of the Zit.
Just for fun. Oscar, any idea?
No.
No, of course not.
All right. I shouldn't do this. I should not be doing this, but
no,
I don't
do
care.
Do it.
Because I don't care either way. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
For three quarters of a major announcement.
Oh.
75%?
Yes.
Okay.
We went to the OBGYN yesterday. It's funny you mentioned 75%.
Yeah.
Because the doctor is 75% on the fact that I'm going to have a son.
Yeah!
I call it.
But wait!
I think it's 75%. You probably shouldn't cheer until it's 100%.
No, here's the thing is that if they say son, it always airs towards it being a son. Oftentimes the daughter is predicted wrong because the thing they need to see, they didn't see.
Right,
but when
right.
they see the thing, when they see the young man's junk.
I must be packing.
Congratulations.
Well, or not. Oh, man. 75%.
Yeah.
There we are.
Good call.
Yeah, when they made that announcement, nice. Mike
there
was.
There we are. There's the little head with
yeah,
the eyes.
Look at that.
There's the alien baby.
It does look like an alien.
You know, the funny
That's
thing
the
is,
alien baby.
Is when the doctor gave Mike the news. When they gave Mike the news, he was also at 75%. Congratulations,
so,
Mike.
You know,
Robert Wadhams O'Mara.
Let me say, I have not gotten permission to release the name of the physician, but I know a lot of people remember when I did my little rant
yes.
on that doctor, and I will tell you, I did a little research. I want to thank people that gave me some suggestions uh-huh. online that I passed along to Carla. As night and day an experience,
Good.
This little sonogram was done because he just said, let's take a quick look.
Yeah, gonna take a
That's break. The doctor we had yesterday. This mm-hmm. doctor was so incredible, so cool, mm-hmm. so down to earth.
A fella or a lady?
A man.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just thrilled with the whole experience. It was
well,
positive.
Well,
she was
good.
Relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm with him, you know, my wife who walks out, it was Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing.
He's an excellent OB.
Yeah. Yes, he goes, thank you.
He's a graduate cool. from the University
but
of Rangoon.
He gave me the warning. He said 75%.
Yeah.
And because at 15 weeks, which we were yesterday, you have to wait till about 20 weeks before mm-hmm. they can get the good look. And I said, and the baby's Irish. So you really probably, even at that point,
that's yeah. true.
It might be 78%. But,
yeah,
I'm not
I rolled
sure.
the dice.
So that's my
congratulations.
Yes. Female or male, healthy.
Yeah. Healthy is the that's most right. important thing. That's what you pray for, and hopefully the baby will be healthy, and we pray for a
but
nice, healthy baby.
Even more important than the child's health, Mike,
yes.
the name lives on.
An heir.
First the
I
throne.
Have an heir.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know what?
I have an heir.
Like Mel Blanc's son. Then someday he'll do the voices.
The family trade.
That's right.
Yes. I'll start the lad off on a career. Hey, if it's a girl, I'm happy too.
Of course.
Well, so you can do no wrong.
Absolutely. I've got two gorgeous
You've
daughters.
Had great success.
I love my daughters, and my daughters are going to take care of me for the rest of my life. I love them. They're so. I told them that. I said, in the wheelchair, you're yes. going to take care mm-hmm. of me.
He's going to be well. Your daughter. I feel that I missed out on your daughters being just little girls running around.
Yes.
And I think that Rob's.
I was divorced long before that.
Yeah. Well, Rob's yeah. have Rob's kids and Mark's kids have actually had the chance. To come in here and watch their mm-hmm. parents work.
Right, absolutely.
But, and they also get a taste of doing it for themselves, just hanging out in front of a microphone.
Sure.
What
right.
you don't
around.
Know, Oscar, right. is that until Mike's kids were 12 and 10, I think, they thought he sold insurance.
Yes.
That's
I
what he told them. Yeah.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
I know that.
So
My point is that he's going to have such, or she's going to have such a great life.
I hope so.
You know, just hanging out with their crazy uncles.
This is true. And, you know, and I'm very excited
crazy
about
Uncle
the whole thing.
Oscar.
And I who knows? When I heard 75%, that was, I said, because I pinned him down, yeah. you know, because already as soon as I hear that, I start
well, sure.
thinking about
you
the
want
show.
Answers,
yeah. Yeah.
But very active child, good heartbeat.
Is
and
he at the point
stuff.
Where Carla feels the movement and any kicking or anything?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think
I
so.
I forget
not
where
just
that,
yet.
I forget when
and
that
starts
happening.
And they say she pops at about 5 months. So.
Yeah, so wow. it's usually around when they pop that they start to really feel the movement.
Feel
of the
movement
baby.
Of the,
right.
of the
yeah.
baby. So I'll keep you posted. We got 4 or 5 weeks before the next sonogram.
That's
so,
awesome that's, way to go
you know,
into the weekend.
Are they going
to
end up doing those three-dimensional, four-dimensional, whatever they call it, those
no,
sonograms?
No, probably not, Mark, because it's a, you know, I hate to say it, but we're out of pocket on this pregnancy.
Oh, that's
so
true.
That's the thing. We're actually getting the next sonogram at Walmart.
No, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And looking forward to that.
They have a booth.
And you get 3 5x7s and yep. a lot of wallet right. sizes.
And here's the great thing. The greeter does it.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty cool.
How about a hug?
We're very, very cool on that. All right, Oscar's World. Yesterday you were walking out of here and you brought something else into the table today, and that is the Tesla car. You and Todd driving around the city in your electric car.
Yes.
And you are like a little boy coming in here all wide-eyed. That Oscar, if
Oscar's World.
Oscar's
Boo.
World. If Oscar wasn't a disc jockey,
Oscar's World.
Oscar would be the greatest salesman in the world.
Yeah, you're right.
True. Because if Oscar likes something, it is bar none. the greatest thing that has ever existed. Yeah.
He was talking about it before he broke the plane of the studio today.
Yes.
He was in his, oh, I saw it. Oh, he gets that noise.
So
oh,
yeah, what do you want to start with? You want to start with your Tesla test drive?
I think that the conversation we had yesterday, I think that needs a little more time. So I know that we're up on a break coming up. I'll just tell you about the test drive.
Tell us about the Tesla.
So our friend Todd Moore reserved a Tesla Model S, if you're not aware.
Great character on the show.
It's an electric car. A high-end electric car, but it doesn't look like a potato wedge like most electric cars do.
It's very crispy, isn't it?
It's got styling to
it. Who did you go on a test drive with?
Todd Moore from White Noise fame. Yeah. And he...
number one app on Amazon yesterday.
He had to configure his car. So basically, it's just like you would go pick out your options.
Right.
And I said, well, I wanted to book a test drive just so we could talk about it on Tech 411 because he had been on it. And I went... And we drove this car, and all I can say is that when you go and you actually get in the vehicle, you feel like you're driving in the future. You have a car that picks up like a Porsche. It accelerates at a level you'll never expect, and it just floats on the ground.
Do you have any of the Thurston in your sound effects?
I think I do. Let me check here.
It's like with the Jetsons.
Because I know you taped Todd in the test drive. Yes. I wanted to see if we could get a copy of what Todd said.
I believe I have just a snippet, but okay. I need a second to find it.
All right, go ahead. It was a cool car.
Yeah, and the one great thing about it is when you take a test drive, there's guys that will be dicks and say, hey, take it easy. And other guys that will say, have some fun. This is what the car can do. Mm-hmm. And the guy we had he was out of Georgetown, must have been like 22 years old.
So they got a Tesla dealership in the middle of D.C.?
Yes.
Like you said it was on K Street?
Yeah, on K Street, and then we took it into D.C., went on 395 to go.
But I mean,
the
dealership is located on K Street?
Yes.
So that's like that's a weird location
in
our city.
Oh,
that's
it
like
is.
Where all the law offices are. Yeah. I guess that's why
it's like an hour to get out of the neighborhood.
I found a tape of Todd at the test drive.
Okay, let's hear him.
You know what, I need a drink. There's some ice and stuff back there. Why don't you make us all some old-fashioneds?
Old-fashioneds? You think you ought to drink while you're flying?
That's Oscar.
Well, stop kidding. Will you make us some drinks? You just press the button back there and mark boo.
Yeah, so that's what it sounded like if you were there.
Oscar and Todd on the test drive yesterday.
So there's only 19 moving parts in this car. The batteries are in the center of the vehicle. There are two trunks, one in the front, one in the back.
Actually, when you sat in, something else moved.
Yes.
So make it 20. So
the guy, I've never seen you more excited about it. Like, I know anything. You're a car guy.
Yes.
You like cars. So this is a super...
So the guy says to me, when you take this turn, take it as fast as you want because the batteries will hold you, the center of gravity will hold you on the ground.
Right.
And I said, really? He said, really. I took this turn at 66 miles per hour. The record was 69, and it felt like I was locked on the road, just stuck to it.
Now tell me once again. Out the door, everything. Taxes, tags, for the best one. How much is it?
For the best one, it's cost prohibitive. It's a little over $100,000.
$100,000.
Yes. And that comes with what's called Tesla leather.
Tesla leather? So that's like real leather?
No, this is Tesla leather.
Gee, I would think for that price, they'd put real leather in it.
If you want leather, I put in a pair of shoes.
Lost in America. There's a segment of our audience that knows that movie that just really enjoyed that exchange. So
your basic out the door with no options is going to be
$60,000. What's the one he's going to get?
I don't know if he wants me to say.
I think
he's
going to
get the most expensive.
No, he's not getting the most expensive.
He's going to get the $100,000.
No, he's not. He's not. He really is. He's practical.
So he's going to get
that's his business.
Just a simple electric car, a simple gold-plated electric car.
That's right.
That's all.
But you two boys, like, what a fun afternoon for dudes.
Yeah.
Test driving a Tesla.
Yeah, and then
what color was it?
This one was white. That's the only one they had.
Okay.
The color is actually called white noise.
It's Rob's favorite color.
Todd's going to be, he's going to get in the midnight blue or whatever it's called.
Oh, really? Okay, I know we have
someday two or three people will own these.
No, let me say this.
It's very successful.
This car will revolutionize the way people make other high-end
that
luxury vehicles.
That's the salesman in you.
That I believe.
That's
the
salesman in you right there. That's the salesman.
That's great.
I was thinking the other day, for even furniture sales, you know, you walk in and go, you want the best one? This is going to revolutionize the industry.
Yeah.
I would buy it immediately because I'm a rube.
That's the
but
truth.
Congratulations, and tell them to bring it by Zit.
6 months.
Yeah, tell them to bring it by Zit when we when we get
Zit,
it.
Zit, Virginia.
Big Zit. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
She's alone in the
She's got a paradise camouflage.
Take me to your leader.
Aren't they creepy?
Take me to your leader.
Oh, can I offer you something since I've had a kid, since you've had a kid?
Yes.
You want to scan that and save it because that photosensitive paper they put those on,
they'll melt,
curls and gets dark. So capture a good image of it on your scanner while you can.
Help me.
Yeah.
All right. I'll save the ones from 20 weeks.
Hi, I'm Floyd O'Mara.
This one freaks me out.
I'm the youngest O'Mara. My name is Floyd.
This is like Mars Attacks. Anyway. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara.
Can't wait till he hears this.
Yeah. I was thinking about that today. I'm starting to get nostalgic. Save all the shows so he can get a real idea of who his dad is, because you know the odds are he won't remember me.
Well, I mean, if he really wants to know who his dad is, you got to go on Maury.
Second segment of the show is brought to you by Encore.
Encore.
Just now,
this kid's really tan.
Soaking in now, isn't it?
Such a forehead.
Encore Insurance Services LLC. The baby looks like RG3. The people who bring you this show.
The baby has a towel on his shoulder.
And the baby has a Haitian. And the baby has a Haitian accent. The people who bring you this show every weeknight on a 102.9 WTNT are Encore Insurance. We love them. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore may be able to help you, just as they've helped Oscar Santana. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Let them know that you appreciate them as much as we appreciate them. Encore Insurance Services. We're in the middle of Oscars world. Will you ever take the plunge?
No, it doesn't make sense.
Not
what if Tesla made a car with a license plate that flipped up?
No. I looked at it. Look, I would, but it just to spend that much money on a vehicle, it's just cost prohibitive. That's all it is.
But what you're saying, saying it is in the neighborhood of 60 to 70,
to
that's really not that cost prohibitive anymore.
I don't feel, when I bought the Audi, that was more of a cry for help. That wasn't something I should have done.
How'd that work out for you?
I mean, I love it, but it's not something I would do again.
Gentlemen, talk amongst yourselves.
No problem.
I just want to make sure.
Shall I kill your mic?
I know. I got a robocall from the school, Catherine and Elizabeth School.
Montgomery County Schools just announced early closing.
I bet it's that.
So it could very well be that.
You know what? I'm not going to sweat
you
that.
Sure?
I think that's fine. I think everything's A-OK.
That's probably that.
Now, which one? Catherine drives, right?
Yeah, Catherine
drives. Does she
have chains on? She'll be okay.
She got the chains on.
She can put them on.
So getting back to yesterday, we were talking. Somehow we got on the subject of preppers and survivalists. And you were walking out of the studio after we had that brief discussion. You were talking about the fact that you know people that have these bug out bags.
Yes. Are these co-workers of yours where you at the Mangrate Town?
Yes, yes.
Mangrate Town.
Yeah, right next to Zit Town.
Turn left at the Zit.
So what the shipping department in any workplace, and this isn't like the office. I'm talking about there's probably 60 people back there.
It's the warehouse.
It's the warehouse.
Right.
But there is a core of like four or five guys that I will always go back and I'll just, when we're not talking about work, we'll talk about what they're up to.
Right.
And they're just this amazing group of guys that just live their own lives and live by their own rules.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at one point, I saw them looking up a website where it had a bunch of supplies. I said, you guys going camping? Just because that's what I would think.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, are you going camping?
Let's call it that.
It's like Johnny White Collar comes walking out.
Hi, how you doing?
You're like, it's like in the office where they go down into the warehouse.
Right. Yes.
Right. They go into that. And so they're looking, you thought they were going camping.
Yeah, I thought they were going.
You're planning margaritas for your building.
Are you going camping?
Who brings a gas grill? And they said, no, this is for our bug out bags. And I said, what's a bug out bag? Mm-hmm. And they broke into this diatribe of like an hour long lunch break conversation where I said, explain to me why you want these. And I first saw this on the Discovery Channel where they have the end of the world when the Mayan calendar was ending.
Right,
they
end of the world.
A bunch of specials about
this. It was supposed to be December 21st?
It was. Homer Simpson, by the way, had a bug-out bag in the most recent episode.
So what's a bug-out bag?
Right.
A bug-out bag can be a couple different things. But basically, it's a bag that lets you live off the grid for 72 hours to a week.
This is if the apocalypse comes, if there's an attack.
A pandemic.
A horrible natural disaster of some kind.
Zombies take over.
Third term with Obama.
The thing is, it's funny because the people, if say the worst ever happened, the people who would have the most stuff would be the last people that you would want to ask for help.
Yeah.
Because well, they're the people
they
that are going to
help
go,
you anyway.
They likely wouldn't give it anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So the people that are going to, when we have this happen, all of us that are like living our lives normally and don't care, we're going to be like climbing up the to the fortress going, we need some food and water. We need some food and water.
Get out of here. Yeah. I got my stuff.
I told you yesterday, in the case of any sort of disaster that hits our world, hits our nation, hits our town, I am so unqualified at everything that everyone else is better at. If it happens, I'm just laying down. I'm done.
In case of war, you're a hostage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, let my kids use me as a shield. I don't care.
Everybody should know. And everybody, really, I hope you all know this. Uh-huh. I know this. If you want the most important thing I've ever told our listening audience, I'm going to say it. I'm going to share it with them right now.
Good.
This is
Amazon.com.
If there is any kind of disaster whatsoever, you only need two items to survive.
Two things.
Okay? You need that large packet of Costco albacore tuna.
Yes.
And you need a coupon for a pedicure.
That's right.
You're good to go.
Because really,
that's people, like owning gold.
People
only
make,
better.
When people make mistakes in times of crisis, it's because of stress.
Yes.
Right. And the pedicure, the stress melts away.
Not only is it hygienic, you get your nails trimmed.
That's right.
So really, I have actually gone around this town and, I speak broken Korean. And I have said that in the event that anything really goes wrong, I said, come ahead.
Yeah.
Right. Come ahead, Ross.
And you have a huge stack of certificates.
I do.
And they're all called nail.
I have said I will furnish the transportation to get those massage chairs into my basement. And
your
I have access.
Room?
Listen now. The hot and cold running water directly into the foot soaking tub, not necessarily going to work. But
well,
I will tell you,
it might not be available.
It's a trip upstairs. Yeah. It's a trip upstairs. You put the gas oven on and the gas stove on. You heat the water. You
or
pour
the,
it into the
or
where
your
the feet
grill.
Go. Right. Exactly.
Pans of water.
And we all eat tuna salad.
Right.
And sure, after the mayonnaise goes bad, it's not going to be the most pleasant eating, but it's still going to be cooked tuna.
It's sustainable. Yeah, you can make your own mayonnaise.
Now that's nasty.
No, it's not. What you do?
That sounds gross coming
out
of
you. Maybe the third thing you need. No, it didn't mean it like that.
All right,
but have
gross.
A chicken.
So you may
chicken lays the egg. You make a simple emulsion.
Okay,
and then you're
enough.
Good.
I don't want your recipe for mayo.
You may wonder what's in a bug out bag.
A bug out bag.
Yes. And this bag again would be in case of emergency. And some people have a get home bag in their vehicles, like these gentlemen that I work with.
So they differ by lengths of time. Correct?
Yeah. So they have.
Why is the world going that? Mark, can you get me that phone? Jesus.
When you first told me bug out bag, I really thought it was some device to capture Japanese beetles. I had never heard of this before.
So they have a bag to get home on, and then they've also got a bug out bag.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they have a bag to get home that'll allow them to get home if they, for some reason, it takes 12, 13 hours, even 24 hours to get home because the roads are jammed.
Or because there's snow.
Or there's something happening. Are we good with the phone?
I'm sorry. It's okay. I really apologize.
Well, this is the third caller. Don't they win a shirt?
I got to call. I got to find out what's going on. I mean,
no problem.
Why am I getting 300 calls from the... All right, I just have to check.
No,
probably
you should.
Weather,
okay.
But we'll
I
check.
Just have to
you
check.
You should check.
This. All right, just let me do
well,
this.
Well, let's let him do this, and then
and
we
now
can...
Now, tell me what's in
splice.
The...
No, let's splice it together afterwards, because
it's going to mess up the timing.
Because it's highly unprofessional.
No,
I know
but I do have a question about the bug out bag.
I'm sorry.
Let us start with the get home bag.
We can time it out. We can time... This sounds like ass. We can time it out.
This is Oscar's biggest pet peeve.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He can't stand
when
Mike
I take
takes
a phone
a call.
Especially like we're in Oscar's bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it sounds like dog ass.
Yes.
Will you entertain a question?
Yes.
What is in the get home bag?
I'm not different. Entertaining your question.
You just said you would.
I know. Actually, I just realized I'm not because you have to time it out. I'm sorry, it's a little more work.
I just get nervous because I think something horrible is happening at the school.
I think it's the snow.
Yeah, it probably is.
Quarter inch to 2 inches we're expecting.
All right, and now the voicemails aren't left. It's a robocall. I'm done. We're done. I'm not going to worry about it. I'll worry about it after the show. What were you saying?
Now pick up.
We're not cutting tape.
You're just going to keep it like this?
Yes. So what's your ass? What is in the bug out bag?
All right.
Here's the deal. Talk amongst yourselves when I'm doing the show. Yeah. I know I do this occasionally. It's seamless if you just keep yapping and let me do my thing.
But you know what's funny? We tried.
We just talked over each other all the time.
I know. Sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Water and hydration.
Uh-huh.
Food and food preparation.
So water and hydration. What is the difference between water and hydration?
I imagine it's the same thing. This is what the category is.
Like Gatorade or whatever.
So it's like anything you have
liquids.
Just stuff to drink.
Liquids.
Sure.
Right.
Clothing. Stuff in case that you need to build a fire.
Mm-hmm.
If you want first aid, hygiene, tools of some sort, if you have to build a tent.
When these guys that you're talking to in the stock room, really hygiene that high on the list?
Well, I mean, this is what
I mean, maybe
what they
a cake
have.
Of soap?
Maybe. communications tools.
Like what?
They have a GPS in there. They have a Go phone in case their cell phone service goes down.
You know what I was thinking I would have? You know what I seriously would have? Mm-hmm. I would have a bag, a duffel bag. They talk about these right. military-grade duffel mm-hmm. bags. I would have a duffel bag, and I would fill it with Costco batteries. Not Costco, like Duracells or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Discount batteries. I would have that. I would be the battery man, and I would trade the battery for like food and sexual favors.
No.
This would be your currency. That's
what I
would
do. You know, if you give enough batteries to girls, they might not need you for sexual favors.
Ah!
So you
it's
have
a vibrator joke.
To get home, and then you have another bag at your home to
hold
last
on, I'm getting another
days.
Call. No, problem. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
At this point, I've lost.
I'm joking.
No one
I
else
know.
Cares about quality control here except for me.
That's right.
Clearly. So I sit there and I'm like, well, what if you can't get home? What's your 72-hour bag doesn't get you a certain place. What do you do afterwards? Well, he goes, it'll give me a better chance to get out of town than anyone else because everyone else would be wasting their time putting all that stuff together. I might hit the highway faster.
And if everybody's dying around me because of a natural disaster or a nuclear dirty bomb or something like that, you know what? My feeling is I'd rather just help people. I'd rather be in the streets doing that. Mm. If I'm going to be sitting in a basement with a bug out bag, put a gun in my mouth.
You'd be on the road.
We got to take
a break. You wouldn't be here.
We'll come back more with the Mike O'Mara Show right after this.
I said I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out again. I was only having fun. Wasn't hurting anyone.
Really sorry, Oscar.
Don't be sorry.
Last hour I ruined your bit.
It wasn't
my
about
pesky
the bit.
Phone calls. When there's several things. One of the disadvantages to doing the show from a home is that if you have your communication devices near you, and I do every single day, and you know you get these phone calls, it's weird. And you know enough.
Yeah,
I get the robocalls. You know, how about a fat lady in the school district that calls everybody?
You like that? And you know what? It's the worst robocall
with
I got
rotary dial.
On Thursday morning. The phone rang at 5:45.
Right.
And my initial thought is someone's dead.
Yeah.
Because when the phone rings that early, sure. Hello, this is Will Waltman, president of Loudoun County or whatever he is. And he said, schools will be opening 2 hours late.
Is it snowing outside?
I don't think
so. What county are your daughters in?
I'd rather not say. This segment of the program is brought to you by the Amazon page.
Zit County.
Zit County. The Amazon page at MikeOMaraShow.com. If it's a new you in the new year, shop our Amazon page for fitness and exercise gear or the right tools for eating right. You also find everything you need to get ready for the big game. And since tax time is coming, Amazon also has prep and file software to get you the best refund quickly and easily. Or kick back with Amazon's TV catch-up. Right now, save up to 50% on popular shows, not to mention TVs themselves.
That's right.
Which are fabulously discounted on Amazon. Always save money. Support the show by clicking the Amazon button at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bookmark it because it takes you right to your account and share the link with your friends and family. MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
All you got to do, go to Amazon through our website. You can buy a TV. You can buy a DVD player. You can buy season 3 of Scarecrow and Mrs. King. Great weekend.
A bug
right
out
there.
Bag.
Yeah, bug out bag. Like. I love it. Kate Jackson.
Oscar, have you covered everything with the bug out bags?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure.
Well, there's a lot of people out there. I think
they're not a lot of people. There's a minority of people. There's a small number of people. There are survivalists, but they are a fraction of the population.
They are a fraction.
Yes.
Right? Now, you're a pretty good judge
a
of
big
character.
Fraction, but
when you see these people and you found out about their bug out bags.
Yes.
If you had not known that about them, would they be normal-ish when you met them, or do they have sort of an aura about them?
I admire that sort of preparedness.
Right.
I mean, it's
dodging the question. Are they normal people-ish?
No, they're extremists.
Okay, but like if you just met them, say, at a grocery store and struck
up
a conversation.
Yeah, you would never know. You would never know.
Okay, good.
You would never, ever know.
So this is more than one that work in the warehouse that have this shared, are they lifelong friends that work there in this place?
They've worked there for over 10 years, I imagine.
But they obviously... got
they
a
share
job,
the interests.
But they got a job together at the same place because they've been buddies for a while?
No, they met each other on a job.
So this whole thing kind of developed.
Yeah, like to the point that they went out and they had a night where they couldn't spend more than $20 to survive. And they actually they exercised this this evening of survival where you go out and they went and bought $20 worth of supplies to see if they could survive the night camping out with just $20.
I can't imagine living in fear like that.
Yeah, that's the thing that I would have a struggle with. But we're the first ones, you and I, Buzz, that would probably just start screaming.
Yeah, wait,
oh my God, we're going to die.
Curl up in the fetal position and whimper.
Because really, you know, they always say have an emergency preparedness plan.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think that's a bad
idea. Some stuff.
But then
not,
there are people that take it to the extreme.
Yeah, I mean, I have another gentleman that I know that he is completely out of the stock market and all he buys is gold and silver, mostly silver. And he said that he goes, when it happens, and I don't, and again, another extremist.
When it happens.
He said that he goes, I'll be the richest guy on my block because I'll have all the silver.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
So prepared.
Lots of gold and silver.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If the world collapses, gold and silver aren't going to save your ass either. No. It's not like you're going to be able to walk around and go, here you go.
You're right. Batteries is going to be the coin of the
realm. What's going to save your ass is stuff that people use. Food, water, charging devices that allow you to save
manicure
light
coupons.
And things like that. Yeah. Gold and silver won't matter.
Do you remember in the after the hurricane and the people in New York City that had power would run like a power strip outside of their apartments?
Yes.
Right. And there was 75,000 phones hooked up to it. That's going to be the value.
It's all about the juice.
It is about the juice.
Well, it's beyond that, though. Yeah.
Is he talking about a financial collapse?
A financial collapse.
Well, that's true. But also, if the gold market and silver market collapses, then he's SOL.
Yeah, but I guess the succession would be that the value of the paper money would collapse first.
Yes.
And then the value of the actual precious metals.
In the event of a financial collapse, I'm only out like $80. So it's really not a big deal.
Fall.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a buy a round of drinks, same thing.
I just thought it was interesting that people have these outlooks. And I saw it again the first time on those doomsday shows on Discovery Channel, but to see it in real life and see people have these plans, I admire the preparedness, but it's an extreme way to look at things.
But does it make you second guess yourself? Because you don't live in fear.
Hello?
No, I'm not a survivalist. I used to go camping with a gas grill.
That's exactly what it is, fellas. It's Fauquier County Schools dismissing early today.
Excellent.
So are we going to get more snow than they said? Well, this show's being taped for the radio, but I'm not going to worry
about it. I'll check
the weather. We'll see what happens.
When they do that, it's just to relieve traffic on the road.
You can admire people for being prepared, but also at the same time, it speaks to the narcissism of our society today. These are people that are all about themselves. This is normally.
I'm going to have mine.
Yeah, that's really what it's.
Really, does the bug out bag make allowances for a family? Doesn't sound like it does.
Oh, it does for the first gentleman I talked to.
Yeah, it's their family.
Yeah, it's their family.
Right? This is everybody else be damned. And, you know, I like to think more of a community shelter where the common good. But then again, I'm a commie.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
The way
you go again.
But it's like,
so in case of disaster, do you open your doors?
Boy, that's a tough call.
Selectively.
That's a tough call.
I mean, it is. And you know what? It's very easy to say, you know, every man for himself. But in theory, it's really
Who is
nice
that
to...
NBC reporter?
Which one?
The one with the gray hair that Bill Hader does.
Keith Morrison?
If my house has survived the apocalypse and people are wanting to get in, that's the tone I will take over. Well, hi. You want to come into my basement?
It's the kind of a situation where you would have to be in the situation to see how you would react.
Exactly.
And that, but it's weird. It's very easy to say, well, take care of your fellow man, but how much of that do you have in you?
Have you ever had kids come over here and just eat all your food? And...
I live that.
Okay, so...
He has.
Okay, I know you live that every day.
Yeah.
But because he's pleasant, you put up with it.
Well, they don't come over as much anymore because I yell a lot now.
Okay.
Yeah, see.
But there used to be kids.
Are you talking about Jabril?
No. There was one summer when Carrie was like running a hostel and I just come home, there'd be kids running in and out and all my jelly beans would be gone. And I just say, what? I was safe. And you feel put upon.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. So you're like, hello, take care of your own kid.
Right.
Why am I feeding him?
Right. Exactly. So it's that, but to the next level.
Yes, to take that times 100 and you got to survive.
Do you get the impression that these doomsday preppers politically are on one side or the other?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're more right-wing,
yes.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
But actually right-wing in certain quadrants like Andrew Langer, you know, he edges up to that libertarian, keep the government out of my life.
Say your new
right?
catchphrase.
Hump.
Langer, you hump.
Hope everything's going well, Andrew.
Do you think, because you've had the most experience dealing with them one-on-one and getting to know them, I would guess that they, if they really are extremists.
Andrew Langer's the only right-wing radical that I consider a friend.
That's right. You might let him in.
Right. Yeah.
No, he won't. He'll let him stay on the porch. If they are so involved in this and so extreme that they have their get-home bag and their bug-out bag, don't you think there's a shot that they might distrust government of all sorts?
No, they're probably some of my best friends in that workspace.
Okay.
Like this is just a wrinkle that I stumbled into because I thought they were going camping. And But I believe that it's not the government distrust. I think it's just that some people, if they are survivalists, they want to, just like you want to prepare for the worst case scenario with your bank account, you want to prepare for the worst case scenario.
You know, I'm going to talk to them some more because I think that goes deeper.
You know, I'm going to watch more of these preppers. I'm going to watch them because there are lots of shows about it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately. Doomsday preppers, they have them all getting ready. I'd like to get into their heads a little bit more, but I think when I see this that I really think the real extremists in this movement are whack jobs.
Well, think about,
they're out of their minds.
Let me put it to you this way. Someone mentioned to me, and I actually made this connection myself, during the Bay of Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And all I know is from—
During the Kennedy administration.
During the Kennedy administration, people were building all these bomb shelters.
Right.
And they were building them.
I was alive at the time.
Yes.
In the 60s. I was a little boy. Thank you.
Russia put missiles in Cuba and said, we'll bury you. So, yeah, we did.
I believed, we had bomb, they had, prior to me going to school, they had bomb shelter drills.
Sure.
You know, and we'd hide under your desk. Do you remember that?
Oh, very much so. In fact, in Kansas.
Was that before or after you would have your afternoon naked swim?
In Kansas, we'd go down to the basement of the school underneath the naked swimming pool. And there were actually literally the basement corridors underneath my high school were lined with civil defense supplies, food and those kinds of things for in the event of an attack.
So what were you going to say about Bay of Pigs?
So all these homes in Florida, a majority of them, a lot of them have these bomb shelters built into the backyard, into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these shows, older
homes.
Yeah, when they have the...
How's your bomb shelter, Mike? It's in Fort Myers.
It's terrific. It's got a jacuzzi.
It's full of wine.
Red wine.
A lot of these preppers already have this bomb shelter built through, and they just decided that's their area where they're going to prep.
Right.
All right. As much as I think these people that have the bug out bags and things like that might be taking a little extreme, if I had the wherewithal, I think the idea of having some sort of fallout shelter for a natural disaster, tornadoes, what have you, I believe in the tornado cellar. I mean, that saves people a lot of time.
And you've got a good cellar for
We are, you know, on top of ground zero here in the nation's capital. I mean, a direct hit nuclear attack would, you know, result in a world of hurt for our immediate area and a dirty bomb and that type of thing.
I think even if you were in your basement with the door shut, I think we'd still be toast.
I think you're probably right. Yeah. I think you're right. So, but I mean,
but shut the door anyway, just in case.
I'm intrigued sometimes when I see those people that live in silos, you know, those nuclear silos underground.
Yes.
I think that's fine. But at the end of the day, it's all about me, me, me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's all about me, me, and that's not the way I want to live my life.
And further, to add to that, if it is a me, me, me mentality and you're the guy who survives, do you want to survive in a world where you're the last one left?
Do
you want to survive in, because you've got food and people are scratching at your door and want to get to you?
No.
I don't want to live in that world.
We complain all the time. Pardon me, Oscar. I'll be quick. We complain all the time that we are a nation of sheeple and we follow.
Yeah.
But in that situation, I want to be part of the group. I don't want to be the last one in any situation.
Right.
Because if you can't share the experience, why have it?
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen Twilight Zone?
Yeah, exactly.
I would say Meredith. If a dirty bomb hit, I would want to survive to live. So I would want to have, if a bug out bag gave me the opportunity to leave and go set up shop somewhere else and work my way back up and contribute to that community.
I see. There's value in that. I agree with that. I understand that.
But you'd have to start from square one. You'd have to start all new podcasts.
I think here's the way it is. I'm not going to slam the people that do this because the fact is if it really hit the fan and I had one, you better goddamn well believe I'd be grabbing one and running out there. And that's how you have to ultimately do it. It's all fun to sit there and go, oh, who needs that? That's silly. But then when it's something, if something, God forbid, really did, I think what I, where I question the people that are survivalists is I question their inevitability. Of this.
Oh, that will happen.
That they think something's definitely going to happen.
Do you get the impression from your friends that they think something's really going to happen? Because there's a difference between dread and preparedness.
You know, it's strange you even mentioned this because the gentleman made this argument with me. They said, you buy health insurance and you buy car insurance because we have to, right?
Right.
You don't want anything to happen, but you know something happens.
That's because of a chance.
It covers you. So what you're not telling me that something natural disaster won't ever happen.
That is one of the best arguments I've ever heard.
Except
for that
life insurance, I mean, you're guaranteed to die at some point.
Right.
Yeah. There is no guarantee that the world is going to come crashing down.
But there's
on
no guarantee that life insurance. I have 30 years. So if in 30 years, if I don't re-up.
But I look at it more.
I still feel better.
I look
at
more as a homeowner's policy.
You know?
A homeowner's policy where you would have that. And you would have the you know.
But they're buying insurance against the end of everything.
I'd have to see a survey of these folks, but I would think that most of them are preparing because of what they believe will happen as opposed to what they believe might happen. And that's the difference between this and insurance. There's a difference between preparedness and paranoia.
Your average bug out bag costs $300.
Right. Okay.
I can get it for you for $270.
Okay.
So, you know, we talk a lot about it. Would you like to meet a real life doomsday prepper?
I would.
Yeah.
Can we bring Josh in here? Can we bring our intern Josh? Sure. Our intern Josh is coming. No, he's not. We haven't really had a chance.
His bug out bag. We have no idea.
Our new intern,
he could
Josh.
Be.
No, his bug out bag has guitar strings and shaving cream.
He left while we were talking about this.
We have not had a chance. You know, you've met Zoolander on the show. You've had a chance to chat with him, but we've never really had a good sit down. We met him briefly, but we haven't done the interview process with our latest intern. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Josh.
Here's
Josh. Haul that microphone up in front of you there, Josh, and we'll have a little chit chat here. First of all, are you a prepper? Do you prepare for the inevitable end of the world?
No, I'm going to be screwed if that happens.
Okay, welcome.
The only time I've only gotten to know Josh is when he gave me a ride out to Quench. We had a live appearance, and I got silly happy.
Yeah,
that particular night.
You needed a bug out bag that night.
It was a very nice. But we had you on the show for like a split second, and now he can't hear anything, Rob.
Okay, I'll
so
give
he's got to be able to hear anything.
Juice.
It's probably better that way. Right?
Do you hear anything now?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Very good. So, Josh, where are you from?
I am from Manassas, Virginia.
Manassas!
Yeah. Hey! Zit town!
He's from the Zit.
Zit born.
All right, very good.
He's a Zitician.
See, and because, Zit native. Listen, I've lived here long enough, and that's why I know when I say that, it makes him smile, because anyone who lives here, we laugh at that. Yeah. The more you put our little town down, the more we think it's funny. You like that name for it, the Zit?
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
It should be a better town.
It should be.
That's right? What we're saying.
It
should
be. Well, it depends on your priorities. If you like used tires, you're in hog heaven here.
Now, you skew as one of our older interns. How old are you, Josh?
Well, I'm 21.
He's not old.
No,
he looks
mature.
Older.
He's mature.
Yeah, he's mature, and he looks older because he's got the shape.
He has a different carriage than Zoolander.
Yeah.
Well, that's both to me.
Well, you seem so young.
Is Zoolander here today?
Yeah, he is. All right, Josh?
He's in there.
Let's bring him in.
Okay.
Let's bring them both in.
Yes.
We got a good chunk of time.
Yeah, they're good
like
this.
You're 21. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
You did, and how long?
She was instrumental in getting you the internship,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was actually. Messaged, I think, Mark for me. I really actually don't understand how it worked. All I know is I'm sitting here now. So she did.
Well, a pretty woman wrote Mark, and then he read the email.
That's how you got the gig.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah.
And move on your
part. We have our other intern here who has now begun graduate school. He will be soon leaving us in the dust, or he will be owning this program.
Yep.
He's Eric Zoolander. How are you, Zoo?
I'm great.
How's every little thing going?
Great.
That's terrific.
Except for the caps.
Except for the caps.
Caps.
I was there last night. Yes. Thanks, Oscar.
That's sad. Isn't it?
How much do they suck?
Very bad.
For all of us hockey fans in Washington, D.C. who waited through the lockout, it's just the land of suck. 0-3. They are not skating. They are not working.
We're starting 20 years, right?
It really sucks. Mm-hmm. I mean, and for a shortened season, 48 games to come out with this kind of start, they've screwed themselves more than they even know. And I'm tired of people going, well, it's early. Well, we didn't have a training camp. Well, we did. Excuse. Yeah. The other teams are working harder.
They seem to be doing okay.
You are the bitter fan.
I am a very bitter fan.
You're justified in this case. Yeah.
I was kind of resigned to losing last night. And a lot of Caps are like me. I kind of half watched the game, didn't pay
attention.
Well, fans
are leaving in the middle now.
It sucks.
Booing the team.
That's like the Redskins fans.
Half the stadium left?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
what happens. They're playing in a stadium now.
That's what happens when, it's an arena. There's your buddy over there. Yeah, hanging on every word. So, getting back to you, Josh.
What inning did they leave? I'm sorry.
Josh. You are into music, correct?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you been doing it? Tell us about your musical career.
Well, I started playing when I was 9. My dad's a guitar player, but he's just a self-taught guy. And I always wanted to play his guitar, and he always kept it in his office and was just there tempting me. Like, I would walk past the door, stop, stare at it, and one day he left, and I was like, hey, here's my chance. I went in there, I grabbed it, picked it up, but he didn't actually leave, and he was standing in the doorway while I was horribly mismanaging the instrument, and I turned around in my horror. I could see him standing there, and, you know, frozen, terrified.
And he actually sat down and started teaching me. And
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So your dad taught you how to play?
A little bit, yeah, until I was about 13, 14. And then I got a teacher, ex-like Berkeley guy. And then I ended up going to music school. And yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So he's a music school guy. This is a legitimate musician that we have here.
Musically, cool. Who are your influences?
I don't want to give like the jive musician answer and be like, oh, I listen to everything. But I like guys as far back as, you know, the old jazz guys, Buddy Rich, you have Joe Pass.
Kiss ass.
People. No. I'm not
wrong with the positive about Buddy Rich on this show.
Just joking.
And then, you know, guys in the 70s like Pat Metheny and people like that. Up to, I like modern guys too, Paul Gilbert, Al DiMeola, jazz.
So if we brought you in here just like for an instrumental, could you like play something pretty good on the guitar?
Yeah.
So we'll have to do that.
I'd like that. I would like to see a guitar ukulele duo.
Hey, we can do that. I'll arrange something.
You know, I'm not sure I want to dive into that right away.
But not right away. Let's make that a long-term goal.
Are you still playing the ukulele?
I am. I picked up a couple of songs this week, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
You're still at it?
Oh, yeah,
you
absolutely.
Found something you're passionate about.
Very much so. I love it. It's great therapy. It really is.
Really?
Yeah, it's music. It's making music. There's nothing better than the soul.
I am very surprised that you actually still do that.
No, so you got a guitar, a ukulele, and a drummer. So we got a whole band here.
We'll get the band back together.
It's a band, man.
I do plan to graduate to guitar.
What? Now, we've had you on the show briefly. We've asked some of the same questions. This is covered ground for some of it. What is something we should know about Josh that nobody knows about Josh in this room?
I've been a vegetarian since I was 5 years old.
Thank you for coming by.
Wow.
That's it. Get the hell out of here, both of you guys. That's the interns, Eric Zoolander and Josh, 21-year-old. He looks like he's 30.
Josh. Josh. Josh.
We'll take a break. Come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint.com. I love Vistaprint.
The best.
I love the fact that they're smart enough with their business to recognize our little podcast.
Hell yeah.
And this is their second go-round with the Mike O'Mara Show. Maybe their third go-round with the Mike O'Mara Show.
Third, I think.
And I love this company, and I'm very happy to have an association with them. And I will tell you, this is the best deal in the world. 250 business cards for $10.
Heavy
it's
stock, Mike. Heavy stock.
You can choose from thousands of designs or upload your own. Go to their website, make your own business card. Bing, bang, boom. You get them in a week. It's fantastic.
It's fun.
And free shipping.
That's the best part.
Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. Again, 250 top quality business cards, the heavy paper stock, $10.
You turn so many heads for 10, but less than a cheeseburger.
It's real easy. Vistaprint.com, you put the code in, TMOS, and you get your $10 250 cards. Before we get to the audio vault, time for a Rennie Rude update.
Oh, that's right.
Yesterday, if you were paying attention, both Rob and Mike unfriended Rennie.
Yes.
Mark, you have gotten something from her, and Buzz, you did too?
Yeah, well, I haven't gotten something from her.
Good.
But,
okay,
but
let's check in
but,
with
her. But I want to ask about, I'm supposed to pay each of you, and I will. I'll make good on this. Pay each of you $20 if it turns out that she's not real.
Actually, it was a $20 gift.
All right.
Yeah, it's a $20 gift.
What do I get if it turns out that she's real?
I'll pay you $20.
I'll
pay you $20.
I will buy you a gift for $20.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bet.
That's very nice.
Yeah. I'll buy you a $20.
I thought this is sort of understood.
Because I think we're going to learn a lot about Rennie Kaylee Elizabeth Rude, who's originally from
Idaho.
Now what you've done,
because you're dishonorable, you have just been dishonest.
So you just forfeited the bet. No, hardly at all.
You had information prior to goosing your bet. So that if you hadn't had information, I would have upped the ante. But now you've reneged on it by doing that.
The whole thing is it's tainted, Mike.
Well, then the whole thing.
That's right.
Well,
the whole system's out of order.
You've done some research on her.
There are some things that she has published about herself on the internet that are available to anyone.
No, that you looked it up, and that person's real. We need to hear that person listening to the show and watch them.
I understand that. That's why we're still waiting to hear.
I don't think we ever doubted that there was a Rennie Rude. We just want to know if the Rennie Rude is the Rennie Rude that she presents herself.
I tried. The whole reason I brought this up is Mark wanted to give us a Rennie Rude.
But that's all right. We're just cutting into Rob's audio vault, so if he wants to keep cutting us off. That's fine.
Let's go. He's quiet.
What's
right
the update?
Now.
The update is she did send me a message on Facebook. Mm-hmm. She said that she is available Tuesday or Wednesday at 11 a.m. so we could actually open the show on Tuesday. That's what I'm pushing for.
Wonderful.
Okay.
With Rennie Rude, and she will not be able to do Skype.
Right.
But we talked about this yesterday, that we would then ask her to put a video up where she will give each of us a personal
message. Well, here's the thing. We'll have that discussion. I plan to be very nice to this young lady. I plan to apologize for unfriending her. I am going to be innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, I'd like to find out more, and I will discuss. Obviously, she listens to the show enough where she gets what's going on.
Right.
There is a brother, I think, involved.
There is. Yes. I remember he sent a letter about a birthday or
that
something
that was
recently.
Very angry about people questioning her authenticity.
Right. Almost to a point of he doth protest too much.
Yeah, and that made us suspicious. We'll discuss all those things. Mm-hmm. Love to have her on the show. Mm-hmm. It would be fantastic, but I'm a little, you know, we're all a little suspicious.
Yeah, well, not skeptical. All
when you reply to her, well, ask you're, if you're she a little, an iPhone.
So you think it's a slam dunk that she's a real person?
I do.
Okay, all right.
And this person is as attractive, and they listen to this show.
She is.
Right. Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. She's incredibly hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's producing a cartoon show. Okay. Without further ado, let's open the audio vault.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
For today is Friday, and this is, what the hell is the date today?
It is the 25th.
It's the 25th. Very good.
25th of January.
Who's on the phone?
Do you want to answer?
Hello.
Hi, I'm just letting you know you've got here. And I'm getting ready for my first session, and I just want to call you, keep you posted. I miss you. I love you. Bye.
That was Lenny Kukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukuk
And a lot of people have reached out to me because this woman is Diane O'Mara.
No, that's the face. It's not the voice. The face is Diane O'Mara.
But the face is Diane O'Mara.
That's right.
I will say she doesn't look like an O'Mara.
But she does talk like this.
You know, I'm still fascinated with the Renny Rude stuff, though.
Sure. I know.
So because I realized, so what information did you get after all was said and done? You went online and you searched for her?
Well,
or?
Her family is 100% Northern Irish, and her father settled in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, because it reminded him of Coraline.
Where are you getting
Ireland.
Your information?
From information
Ancestry.com.
Information that she's published herself, either on Facebook. It was in a Facebook message she sent me some time ago, but she also has it on some other profiles, MySpace and some other social networking sites.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we got all that. So we'll find out, hopefully on Tuesday, we'll get all this information. Mm-hmm. So the Diane O'Mara thing was, as soon as I saw O'Mara, she sure doesn't look like any O'Mara women that I know.
That's the face. The voice is this girl. And they're saying that the lawyer says that the guy that masterminded the entire hoax is actually the guy who did the voice.
Wow.
And now there are some people in California that claim they're girls that did it, but I don't know why the lawyer would claim that he did the voice if he did not do the voice. So that kind of, and although he said with Katie Couric they never had phone sex, it still gives it the odd air of homosexuality.
But the thing about it is, what frustrates me is the way this guy's rap is still.
Well, he's dumb.
The drama queen thing. Yeah, he is dumb.
So that's his
that's
problem.
What it is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
When I was just a baby DJ, you would meet girls over the phone because you may make $10,000 a year, but you could meet as many women as would call the radio station. And there were some, and I thought about this when I was driving away yesterday. There were some catfish on those lines.
Sure.
Right.
Because this is just as MySpace and Friendster was coming on.
DJs went to jail for some of that catfish.
Yeah. But you would sit there and you'd be like, they would show up on an event, be like, "Hey, this is Rachel."
Right.
We talked that one night. You had the overnight shift.
And I'm 19.
Yeah. No, she wasn't 19.
No, I'm saying
that. She would say that she's 19.
The women
19.
Would do that type of thing.
And you're like,
her neck size was 19.
And you'd see this manatee in front of you and be like, you said that you're a gymnast.
Yeah.
There's no way you're getting, you're doing tumbles with that body.
Shot put.
However, you know, it sometimes works out. Sometimes they're Carrie. And that's true.
You did? Yeah. She was a listener?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
last night, I very seldom say appointment television at late night. Last night's Kimmel show was appointment television because what's his running joke for years now? Matt Damon, I'm sorry, we've run out of time. We can't have you on the show. He's been doing it for years.
I forgot about that.
So when they open the show, it looks like a hostage situation, and it's Matt Damon, and he has Jimmy Kimmel duct taped to a chair.
Matt Damon's a funny guy.
And Jimmy Kimmel stayed in the entire show duct taped to a chair, and Matt Damon hosted the show.
Oh.
Here's the open.
God, I'm so glad I see both that.
From Hollywood,
Damon announcing.
This idiot's show. Tonight, Matt Damon. Jimmy Kimmel sucks.
And the thing was amazing. Wow. Just when you thought they couldn't bring out more stars came out. They had Sheryl Crow with the band, Reese Witherspoon.
So it's a massive show.
It was amazing.
Oh, it's something to look forward to.
And I think my favorite moment is when he did the monologue, you know, the sidekick Guillermo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He replaced Guillermo. He replaced him with Andy Garcia.
I am going to be making a few changes tonight. Hi, Guillermo.
Hi, Mr. Matt Damon.
Don't Mr. Matt Damon me. You're Kimmel's sidekick. You're probably just going to go over there and untie him the minute I turn my back.
No, not, I don't like Jimmy. He's a dumbass.
I'm sorry, Guillermo. I just can't believe that. Buenas noches, my friend. I took the liberty of hiring my own Guillermo. So please welcome legendary actor Andy Garcia.
And he comes out in the Pages uniform.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, Mr. Matt Damon.
Are you prepared to be my faithful sidekick?
See, I brought my taser.
I haven't stayed with an entire episode of a late night show in a long time.
That's
you're
fantastic.
Talking Robin Williams was there, Demi Moore, Gary Oldman.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Oh,
so
that's
if you
fantastic.
Have it on TV, check it out.
I'm glad I do.
Let's just close with this. They were talking. Oh, and real quick, Katie Couric asked this question of Manti Te'o, and I think it's on everybody's mind.
One of the theories, many theories, Manti making the rounds, is somehow you created this whole scenario to cover up your sexual orientation. Are you gay?
No, far from it. Far from that.
I don't know why that's funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
because it's the dumbing of America.
Yeah, but the far from it is just
a little,
the twice,
a little yeah. weak.
Yeah. Well, that's what his handler said.
And Buzz is right. A little weak. It does sound like, you know, it's like, far. Yes, I am. Yeah, but, you know, incidentally, are we going to evolve past that? Are we going to evolve past that? Where who the hell
we
cares?
A 21-year-old guy in this era should have said, he goes, you know, I've heard that as well. I'm not gay.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
He should just had a better answer than far from
it. Well, you're dealing with the football player mentality.
Rob's right. He's not a bright guy.
It's 2013.
But I do hope we evolve past that.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Are you gay? Ooh. Football player gay. You know, ain't that crap.
Well, as we started with the voice of the girl pretending to be Lene Kukua, here's Conan revealing the fact that it was probably a man who did it.
Turns out the practical joker who posed as Manti Te'o's girlfriend was a man who used a high falsetto voice. I'm sorry, but this time I think Adam Sandler has gone too far.
I love you, Manti.
That, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We'll take a break, come back with Buzz and News. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to Mike O'Mara Shows.com show thing. I always do that. It's like, you know, I really always remember we're on the radio a lot now, so I've got to.
I think you need to go to how we suggested it last week. It's Mike O'Mara's show.
It's Mike O'Mara's show. Really cool list that Buzz and Rob have both provided me with this week. One is the most unhealthy items. I definitely want to get to that next week.
Yes.
And Rolling Stone Magazine posted a list of the 50 funniest people. We're going to have a big fight about that on Monday.
I think there's some arguing to be done.
It should be great. Without further ado, let's get right to it. It's news time with the only member, I believe, the only person in this room. I don't know where Mark lines up on
this. I have my doubts as well.
So Buzz is standing behind this Rennie Rude.
Totally
and,
believe it.
Since really you didn't really hoodwink us on that, I'd say the bet is solid.
Yeah, I mean, I still could be wrong. I'm finding increasing evidence to make me further believe what I already believed, but, you know, we'll wait and
see. If there is definitive proof that this woman does exist, Buzz will get $20 gifts from everybody in this room.
And it has to be, to exist in the form that she's presented herself on Facebook. It can't just be someone named Rennie Rude.
That's
it has
to
be that.
That's right.
Face.
Yeah, no, we're all on the same page on that. And likewise, if I'm wrong, and that could happen, I pay each of you $20.
But the thing is, the same thing is, it's got to be definitive proof that you were wrong.
Fair enough.
And
that's all I ask.
We may never be able to pay off this bet. Without further ado, let's get to the news.
And it's brought to you today by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without the tar, the odor, the secondhand smoke, or the carcinogens. With same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee, Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco. And it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products.
And they have nicotine free.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nicotine
brilliant.
Free. Yeah, it really is.
Mark likes anything. anything that's free.
Try the new Omega 2 with a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths and order your refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. Well, it's official. With respect to Ravens fans, people really are more interested in the Super Bowl commercials than they are in the game. Advertisers know you skip their commercials in a show you've recorded on your DVR, and they know you'll watch the commercials in the Super Bowl, which is why advertisers are willing to pay $4 million for 30 seconds. A new market research survey finds that...
What's our ad card look like, Mark? Is that the same? Similar?
It's great.
A new market research survey finds that 39% of us say the commercials are our favorite part of the show. Only 28% say it's the game.
Go Niners.
And although women are more likely to enjoy the commercials...
Yeah, for Adam Shirak, who asked me.
Yeah, he said,
go Ravens.
Hi, Mike. I was wondering if you could root for the 49ers.
Go Niners.
And although the...
Louder.
Although women
no.
are more likely to enjoy the commercials over the game, almost as many men are saying the same thing these days.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anytime a crack appears in the gridlock of Congress, it's big news around here. The Senate took a baby step yesterday toward breaking the gridlock. Sure, it still takes 60 votes, not 51, to get anything done in the Senate. And
such sparing use of the sound effect.
The efforts to change that continue. But and you say keep that handy for the next story too. But yesterday, the Senate agreed to limit the filibusters, the speech-a-thons that keep bills from being brought to a vote. The minority party, in this case the Republicans, use the filibuster to block even bills that have majority support. And the new rules allow lawmakers greater freedom to propose changes in bills, something their party leaders have in recent years kept them from doing.
My God, could it be progress, Buzz?
It could be almost sort of kind of a little bit.
Baby steps, Mike.
We'll see.
Baby steps. Here. Keep that sound effect handy. Some senators are starting to speak out against the decision to withhold their pay for nearly 2 years if they don't get a budget passed by April 15th. It's not that they don't want a budget. They do. But even they
Such
are worried.
Rhythm on that child.
Even they are worried that their colleagues might let everyone down. And although many lawmakers are quite well off and can afford to miss a paycheck or two, the ones who are hollering are not well off.
Yeah, Frank Wolf living paycheck to paycheck.
I bet he is.
The struggle between haves and have-nots just made its way into Congress.
No, Frank, this is Potter. I've got an envelope for you.
You're worth more dead than alive.
Well, first it was Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie
calling
out the Republicans in Congress. Now Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has used the word stupid to describe his own party.
Wow. But when he says it, it's stupid.
I think they're stupid. If you want to know what Bobby Jindal sounds like, go watch 30 Rock and look at Kenneth.
Yeah, the page, yes.
Right. It's that part of the country. Here's the quote. We've got to stop being the stupid party, says Jindal. It's time, he says, for a new Republican party that talks like adults.
Let's call our show that. The stupid party.
The stupid party. And Bobby Jindal is just a higher-voiced Al Gore.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yeah. True.
He's more over here like this.
And Al Gore?
I'm more down there. This is global warming. We've got to be aware of that.
More on this at Mike's Voice Camp.
Are you still serving breakfast this year?
No, we had to cut back.
Damn it.
He says it's time for his party to realize that voters have matured and time for the party to start going after every single vote. Quoting Jindal again, we had a number of Republicans who damaged the brand this year with offensive and bizarre comments.
That's because they're Republicans. What the hell is he supposed to expect?
House Speaker John Boehner, meanwhile, says President Obama is out to, in Boehner's words, annihilate the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. Quoting Boehner, I'm up for the fight.
Yeah. Hey, there's something new, Boehner.
That's fun.
Right.
Okay, this is the part of the, no matter what I say, I'll be labeled as being slanted and left-wing, so by all means, hang on to your own beliefs. A new poll by ABC News and the Washington Post says that 53% of Americans support the president's proposals to reduce gun violence, while 41% oppose them. And only 31% strongly disagree with the president's proposals. Gun advocates may be onto something, though, when they say we need to clean up and enforce the thousands and thousands of gun laws we already have on the books. A study by the Associated Press shows that the laws vary not only from state to state, but within states. California has, for example, tough gun laws. Nevada's laws are lax. So many gun owners in California bought guns legally in Nevada that they could not have purchased in their own state. The study also brings to light that the laws and even gun experts disagree on the definitions of the terms assault weapons, military style, and semi-automatic. So we have a lot to straighten out with what we already know, whether or not we bring new laws into the picture.
And I believe the word enforcement has to be included, too.
Absolutely.
You have to enforce laws that are already in the
books.
And
again, it appears to me that a majority of Americans feel the same way.
Yep. And while they disagree on the definition of military style, everyone agrees on the definition of Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Which is great.
Right. Or country style.
We agree on the important issues.
That's right, of course.
And finally, it has been argued that marijuana users are less industrious than non-users.
Yeah, Mike.
But some mice in an evidence locker in which Wichita, Kansas may have disproven that theory. The mice not only ate some of the weed they found there, they used a lot of it to build a nest.
Oh.
And in case you're wondering, the mice did get high on what they ate. Quoting one official, "We got some mice that are stoners." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I want some cheese.
That's what the mice said. This is the greatest nest I've ever built.
It's like, cool it, Copper. We're just building a nest.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the 4th annual TMOS Big Game Party at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia. Sunday, Feb 3. Jimmy's, be there. We'll all be serving up DC's best wings all day long. Just $5, even for takeout.
Right.
It's a great deal.
And they're the best wings in the world.
Also, I'll be getting there early to watch the hockey game, even though my team sucks. And at 4 o'clock, the whole Mike O'Mara Show gang arrives, the gang, for an evening of high-def football, big game commercials, and wacky hijinks.
That's OQT, Mike.
There's a charity football pool, fun for non-football fans, including a DJ with surround sound. Bullwinkle says, "Big Brain should reserve their table now." Call 703-
Hello, you big thinkers, you.
Call 703-435-GYMS. That's 703-435-5467. We'll see you at Jimmy's, everybody.
Let's pack the place.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with Audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.